welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks for joining us today. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about envy coming off of week one of the Vice and Virtue series. And I will say this series, it was really fun to study the church history here and where this language of vice and virtue came from. Frankly, I just didn't know it very well. And it was really just a fun study in understanding the depth of history that goes into this and the value of seeing these capital vices that really breed other sins in our lives and being able to, through the strength of Christ, put those to death, pursue virtues, pursue Christ-likeness instead of the vices that so easily tempt us and draw us in. And so speaking then of envy, which is what we were talking about this week, I chose to look at Joseph and his brothers. And the reason for that is really just in this distinction. I was really struggling with really understanding envy and struggling with like, God, how do I communicate this? I don't even know if I understand this. And what's the difference between envy and coveting? And I was just really wrestling. I was going through it, wrestling with it. And I was like, God, I don't know. Some really helpful language, you know, Cale sent a message out to our teaching pastors, just sort of recapping his message. And he talked about when we covet, we covet things, but we envy people. And to me, that was like, oh, that's clarifying. That's super helpful. So shout out to Cale. Anyway, and so I ended up studying Joseph and his brothers from Exodus 37. And what we know is that Joseph and his brothers, there's 12 of them, and they make up the 12 tribes of Israel. And in verse 18 of Exodus 37, it says, as Joseph is coming from afar, he's going to look for his brothers. And there's been some background and details here that his brothers are envious of him, they're jealous. They really hate him because they see how much their father loves him. And so they hate him because of it. And then also Joseph, he could display some wisdom and discretion. He probably shouldn't tell them all of the dreams he has about them bowing down to him, but that's beside the point. They say this in verse 18, they saw him from afar, and before he came near to them, they conspired against him to kill him. And they said to one another, here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. And so in this, it was this clear, I envy this, like I hate this person so much, they're saying, I want to kill him. And that's really the solution to their pain, they think. And I was thinking about this. These are these sons, these brothers, these children of Jacob, who is Israel, who is the son of Isaac, and Isaac being the son of Abraham. And God has made these promises. I'm going to make a great nation out of you, God says. And these sons are the heirs to that promise. They're the inheritors of that promise, that God is going to make a great nation through them. And what was so fascinating to me is how envy takes our eyes off of what God has promised to do in and through us, because envy distracts us and it focuses our attention instead on what God is doing in and through somebody else. And so when we're so focused on what God is doing in them, we miss what God has promised to do within and through us. And to me, that was so clarifying and helpful. And then thinking through, okay, where are there areas where maybe I'm envying someone else or I'm envious of someone else? And how is my focus or my intention on that person then distracting from being aware and sensitive to what God is doing in and through me? These brothers, these 11 brothers, God had promised he's going to make a great nation through them. They should have been focused on like, God, how can we be obedient to you and serve you and bring your plan into fruition in your timing? And God, of course, ends up working all of this for good. He works it all out. They still become the 12 tribes, and all of this works out because God is God, and he's incredible. But back to that point, how is maybe envy robbing us from seeing what God is doing within us and the plans that God has for us and through us? And so to that point, I want to lead us into prayer and ask that maybe the Holy Spirit would convict us of certain things. If we're envious of another person, would we ask this Holy Spirit to reveal that envy, to repent of it, or to confess it to God and then repent of it, to turn away from it and say, God, help me focus on you, on what you're doing in me. How are you teaching me? How are you working in me? How do you have good plans, good work set before me to do, to walk in? What are you doing, Lord? And how can I be less distracted with what you're doing, or not distracted with what you're doing in others from an envious standpoint, and more focused on God? What do you want from me, your child, your son, your daughter? And so let's pray. And I just want to say again, thanks for joining us here on the DriveCast. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. God, thank you for your word and just the ability to focus on something like this, like envy, that I really haven't spent a great deal of study on. Is so good for me personally, edifying for me personally to think through, Lord, how might there be envy in me? And Holy Spirit, would you root that out? And as you root that out, would you focus my heart and my attention on you, Lord, and you alone, and ask, Lord, what do you have? How can I be more obedient to you? How can I continue to walk in your will, walk in your work, walk in what you have set before me to walk within? And so, Lord, we trust you with that. We praise you. We thank you. We come to you asking in Jesus' name, Lord, that your will would be done in our lives. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.